Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
WROC-AM, WBEE HD2, Rochester. And streaming online and in the Odyssey app at The Fan Rochester. The sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester. An Odyssey sports station.
Collection agency in the world. And they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Names in the business are on You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, and you have done it. You have found it. You are listening to You Better You Bet. Great decision.
Hi, this is Kevin Harlan of CBS, Westwood One, and TNT, and I'm listening, as you do every day, to You Better You Bet with the most handsome single man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself the kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, brought to you by BetMGM.
The terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, our amazing crew, and you here on Westwood One Sports. It's with Danny Parkins. Danny, good friend of mine, obviously wildly talented, and I think we'll be able to get Danny to keep coming on throughout the football offseason. Had to do a little arm twisting of my friend Mitch Rosen, our boss here at Westwood One Sports, to make that happen, but love when Danny joins the show. The rest of the first hour was looking at the Super Bowl 61 odds board at BetMGM and the teams that I like, teams that I don't like at the top of the board. I have yet to give you my early Super Bowl pick. I said it with Danny in the final segment, but haven't given the rationale why. I will do that coming up in a couple moments. Also coming up later this hour, we will dive into a very busy night in basketball on Monday night, last night. In college, with Kansas beating Arizona and knocking Arizona from the ranks of the unbeaten, we will get to that. And I got four takeaways from that game, like legitimately four big takeaways from Kansas beating Arizona. And we will talk about the very curious case of star Kansas freshman Darren Peterson. And we'll get into the Pistons-Hornets brawl, why I found it massively entertaining. Can't wait to discuss that. We will read a bunch of your tweets and YouTube comments later this hour. So your early pick for Super Bowl 61, youtube.com/@thecostos. Your thoughts on the Patriots losing Super Bowl 60. My opinion that the Seahawks are not an all-time team. Hell, I got a million tweets yesterday on the Bad Bunny halftime show we didn't get to. Send them in, youtube.com/@thecostos. Bill Zimmerman's going to read them coming up later this hour. And next hour, don't forget, two amazing guests to come. Devin McCourty, Football Night in America on NBC and Super Bowl champion, and ESPN host and sports betting analyst, my friend Joe Fortenbaugh. We'll get Joe's early Super Bowl 61 bet as well. All my bets for tonight will close the program. Man, we got some good games tonight in college basketball and a couple good ones in the NBA. Can't wait to break it down with all of you. Let's continue, though, on the National Football League and some of these odds to win Super Bowl 61. We touched on the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Packers in the second segment of the first hour, and I gave you my opinion on the LA Chargers. Now, Danny Parkins, who was just on the show with us, Fox Sports 1. Danny's a Justin Herbert guy. And I almost don't like the way I frame that because the implication is that he is and I'm not. I think Herbert's tremendous, right? And remember what people said about Peyton Manning before he actually won. Like, can Peyton Manning win the big game? As it turned out, he would win two and get to three. So Peyton Manning, or get to four. He was awesome, Peyton Manning. But there was a time when people questioned, can he get over the hump? So Justin Herbert obviously can, but it needs to be said. His worst two games of the last 2 years, both in the wild card rounds. It will be a huge topic of conversation and a huge storyline next season in the NFL. The two teams buttressing the Chargers, good word, buttressing. And if I can be honest, the first four letters are my favorite. The Lions and the reigning AFC champion, New England Patriots. The Patriots, just to get ahead of this, and you can be listening to this, you can be watching this, and you can really disagree with it. And you could be right. But this is not like what's going to happen when the games are played. What I'm about to say is not a prediction. It's a spoiler for how the Patriots are going to be looked at in the betting market. And I think the way a lot of analysts are going to talk about the Patriots heading into next season. So Danny's right, what he said to end hour one. They had the easiest schedule really of this century. And I'm on record saying, I don't think that takes away from them getting to the Super Bowl. I don't, like, you beat who's on your schedule. Like, they didn't choose the schedule. That's what it was. And credit to them for getting there. And I mean that. But they still had an easy schedule. And they had an insanely easy run through the AFC playoffs, right? A Chargers team that fired the coordinator. A Texans team where C.J. Stroud played one of the worst playoff games in the history of the NFL playoffs. And then Jarrett Stidham in the snow on Championship Sunday. And when they had to step up in class against the dominant team in the Seahawks, they got their asses handed to them on a silver platter. Like, these are all things that happened. So as we begin the seventh month trek now to week one of the 2026 NFL season, a lot of people are going to say, and again, you don't have to agree with this. You could think they're wrong, and you could be right about that. But people are going to say, what's going to happen now when the schedule's tougher? And you don't get the run, the easiest schedule in the last 25 years in the NFL. And if they make the playoffs, you don't get, you know, the Chargers and C.J. Stroud and Jarrett Stidham. Like, that's not going to be what it is. And I think people are going to be anti-Patriot. And I don't think that means New England people think the Patriots are going to go 6-11. I don't think that. Like, the Dolphins and the Jets are both going to stink. Like, the Bills are going to be really good. The Patriots are probably going back to the playoffs. So I want to be clear on this. I'm not saying the Patriots are going to be bad, and I'm not saying that people think they're going to be bad. But the conversation we're having right now is to win the championship. My sense is that not a lot of people think that that's going to happen. And maybe I'm wrong about that, and the Patriots will be the chic team and the sexy pick to win the Super Bowl, to win Super Bowl 61 next year in Los Angeles. I can't imagine that that's going to be the opinion people are going to have. So New England, for me right now, at this price, not interested, but it's a long offseason. We'll see what happens. A brief thought on the Detroit Lions. Man, this actually, the Kylie Minogue song comes into my head. Can't Get You Out of My Head. You know the song? Can't Get You Out of My Head. Good song from back in the day. I can't get out of my head. La, la, la. La, 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 la. I can't get out of my head. What Dan Campbell said after the Lions blew the NFC Championship game a couple years ago in San Francisco. When Dan Campbell strode up to the postgame podium after Detroit blew a 17-point halftime lead, I had Lions money line in the game. It was brutal. And he said something that to this day, to this second right now, I have chills right now thinking about it. That he said to his team in the locker room after they blew that game, we may never get here again. This may be the closest we get. One seed the next year and get blitzed in the divisional round by Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. Missed the playoffs entirely this past year. Is it possible they get it together? Sure. Drew Petzing's calling the offense. I had some people on Radio Row tell me they love that hire. I was a little iffy on it. I don't know if I like the Lions right now. Maybe they could win 10, 11 games, even 12 games. We'll see. Super Bowl, not interested in the moment in Detroit. Which means, you better you bet on this Tuesday, Westwood One Sports, Nick Costos and you, presented by BetMGM. We have now discussed I do this bit with my daughter now. She loves Sesame Street, where I do the count voice when we're counting. And for any parents of young children, isn't it an amazing, Susan? How just like one day, like your kid just like does the ABCs. You're like, how the hell do you know that? I guess like because she sees it all the time. My daughter did the ABCs yesterday, the full A to Z. I think she's a genius child. I can be wrong. I'm also biased. So my daughter counts to 10 now. And when I count, I do the count bit from Sesame Street. One, two, ha ha. Anyway, listen, I've got the microphone. And if I have an opportunity to talk about my child, I'm going to take it. Sorry. So we have now talked about the Seahawks, the Rams, the Ravens, the Bills, the Packers, the Chiefs, the Eagles, the Lions, the Chargers, and the Patriots. 10 teams. Ha ha. My way too early pick to win the Super Bowl? Not among them. In Sesame Street, they do the letter of the day and the number of the day. I think the letter of the day is a catchier song than the number of the day. But for this exercise, we will do the number of the day. The number of the day today, we actually have two. The first number is 17. Because that is the BetMGM price for the team that I like at this moment right now to win Super Bowl 61. The other number of the day is 49 for your San Francisco 49ers. So this show made national news a number of times last week. But, Bill, what day was it? Was it Friday or Saturday? That day? I think it might have been Friday when we were flying home. That our Kendrick Bourne interview last week, and just so people know, I think you could tell if you watched or listened to the interview, Kendrick Bourne is electric and a very, very, very nice and charismatic guy. He was great. And we made national news. It got picked up everywhere. The Kendrick Bourne said with us, with me, Nick Costos, and here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM, that he legitimately believes that the electrical, and if you haven't heard this before, I'm going to do my best to try and explain it. That he believes that the electrical substation is the reason why a lot of Niners players get hurt. So if you don't know what this is, I'm going to summarize it very briefly. There's an electrical substation by the Niners facility in Santa Clara. And Kendrick Bourne explained that part of the Niners field at the practice facility is green and part of it is brown. And there's a theory that, like, I don't know, I'm this way above my pay grade. I just get paid to talk about sports. That there are electromagnetic waves or whatever, that this could be the reason why year after year, like, isn't it crazy that this keeps happening? That the Niners every year are the walking wounded. Look, maybe it's just dumb luck. It's possible, right? I don't claim to know the answer. Maybe it's a substation. In the same way that if I were to tell you Justin Herbert's going to be nails next January, you would be way more apt to toss a couple bucks or to pick the LA Chargers, right, to win the Super Bowl, if I could tell you that. What if, and believe me, this is a hypothetical, we need that drop from Office Space, guys. I say it all the time, and it's really good. What if I told you that the Niners would avoid the injury bug? Which doesn't mean that everyone's going to be healthy every week. It's the NFL. Like, no one's healthy by the end of the year. But that, you know, maybe, like, the two first ballot Hall of Famers on defense, Nick Bosa and Fred Warner, both aren't lost for the season. And the starting quarterback doesn't miss a bunch of time. And the potential Hall of Fame tight end doesn't tear his Achilles at the end of the year. Or Trent Williams isn't in and out of the lineup, future first ballot Hall of Fame left tackle. Like, let's say these things don't happen. And they're healthy. 17-1. Now, I understand the Seahawks and the Rams are tremendous, and they're in that, you want to talk about a murderer's row division. The Seahawks and the Rams, like the two best teams from this past NFL season, it's not going to be easy, right, for Kyle Shanahan and the Niners. But I'll repeat what I said 8 days ago on the show, which was day one from Radio Row. I'm obsessed with the hire of Raheem Morris as the defensive coordinator. Now, I don't think Raheem Morris is a good head coach. I think that's kind of been, we saw it in Atlanta. I'm not trying to bag, he's a very nice guy. I've met him on numerous occasions. Very nice guy. Probably not a head coach. And people can disagree with that, and that's okay. The guy is a monster defensive coordinator. And I don't think he gets enough credit for the Rams Super Bowl 56 win and coordinating that defense, especially after Odell Beckham got hurt in the first half of Super Bowl 56 against the Bengals, and then the game plan in the second half, they knew they had to shut down Joe Burrow and company. I love that hire. Love it for Kyle Shanahan. I do think Brock Purdy, while lacking the physical assets that a Mahomes or like a Josh Allen, a Drake May, a Caleb Williams, like he's not that type of quarterback. He's not. But he's good enough, man. Went to overtime with the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes a few years ago in the Super Bowl. Like, is he as good as Mahomes? No. Can he win the Super Bowl? Like, Sam Darnold just won the Super Bowl. Of course he can win the Super Bowl. And the number one reason why I like the 49ers, and it's February 10th, I reserve the right to change my mind. We are way early here in the offseason. I'm just giving you my way too early thought, right, on San Francisco. I love the head coach. And at some point, he's going to break through. At some point, it's going to happen. At some point, Kyle Shanahan's going to be a Super Bowl champion. And we can go down the line, right? Whether it's Super Bowl 51, Shanahan is the offensive coordinator for the Falcons, and he got a ton of criticism for that loss, being too aggressive with the play calling. Look, bottom line, like, Dan Quinn's the head coach of the team. You can blame Kyle Shanahan if you want. Also, like, Devontae Freeman whiffs on a blitz protection, and Dante Hightower destroys Matt Ryan and sets the whole thing in motion. Kyle does deserve some blame. Falcons should have won that game, but look, they lost. It happens. 2019, Niners are up 20-10. In the Super Bowl and Super Bowl 54 against the Chiefs. Jimmy Garoppolo misses Emmanuel Sanders on a wide open touchdown. Kansas City wins. NFC Championship game before the Rams won Super Bowl 56. Like, Matthew Stafford throws a ball up in the air and Jaquiski Tartt's the only player around it. And if he picks the ball off, the Niners win and they would have beaten the Bengals in the Super Bowl. He drops it. The Rams go on to win the game. Overtime against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Lose again to Mahomes. NFC Championship game on the road in Philadelphia. Brock Purdy, you know, tears his rotator cuff and needs Tommy John surgery in like the first couple plays of the game. You can think he's, and like, I don't always love his game management, and I've been critical of his game management. Like, you can think he sucks and can think he'll never win the big one, and maybe you'll be right. My sense is you keep knocking, this is like Love Shack, right? Bang, bang, bang on the door, baby. You keep banging on that door, eventually you're getting in. He's too good a coach. I love Raheem Morris. If they stay healthy, I think we'll be looking back at this price, 17-1 for the Niners, and saying, man, remember that? Remember that. Tomorrow on the show, we'll get into more of the teams on the odds board, but wanted to draw the line there. The Niners, my way too early pick. I reserve the right to change my mind, but that's where I am at right now. Agree or disagree with me? YouTube.com/@TheKostos. Let us know. You can tweet me at TheKostos, TheKostos. Coming up next here on Westwood One Sports, it's basketball season. We will get into Kansas's win last night against Arizona, four takeaways from that game, the Pistons brawl with the Hornets, the Cavs win against the Denver Nuggets with James Harden and Donovan Mitchell, and so much more. We are talking basketball coming up next here on a Tuesday, presented by BetMGM.
Seattle's scoring defense went from 21st to first in 1 year.
It's picked off and a touchdown! Seattle has scored on another turnover!
The Seahawks flipped it fast. Did they reveal a new blueprint for the league? This is Westwood One Sports.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Plus, free premium delivery with any bed and base. Ends Monday. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Why'd I go to the doctor? Working on the farm, my heart kept skipping a beat. I didn't think much of it, but my daughters made me get checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text MEETER to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text MEETER to 42424. That's M-E-T-E-R to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Gray Bar does that.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.